This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, if you're a coffee drinker, I've got some advice on how you can get the most out of your morning or really any time of the day drink, and that's not to drink it black, but to add milk. Joyce Vickery with the St. Louis Dairy Council says adding milk to your coffee increases the nutritional value and can help you fight afternoon cravings. This morning we'll visit with her to find out the details.
Millions of Americans start their day with coffee. Nothing wrong with that. It gives us a little jolt of caffeine to maybe brighten our mood a little bit. But there are a number of coffee drinks that do include milk. And that's an extra bonus because when you have milk with your coffee or a little bit of coffee in your milk, then you're getting 9 essential nutrients, things like calcium, protein, potassium, and phosphorus. And those are all important nutrients that we need throughout our day.
Well, I think this is great news because, you know, when we're drinking our coffee, we're not being maybe as bad as we think we are. So what are some of those coffee drinks that do include milk in their mixture?
Well, I'm sure many of your listeners already know about lattes. And the great thing about lattes is basically it does include a cup of hot milk. So you have a serving of dairy right there. If you're having a latte at the start of your day, it also contains about a third cup of espresso and then also a thin layer of foam. So that's a great way to get some milk in your diet. Cappuccino is another coffee drink, and that's about a third cup espresso, about a third cup of steamed milk, and about a third cup of broth. And then mochas. They're just like lattes or espressos, and they do have a little bit of chocolate added. What can be wrong with that, right?
Exactly. You can never have too much chocolate, in my opinion.
It is tasty. And then another drink is café au lait. And this is something that typically you see served, for instance, in Spain. It's a very common drink. Also in Mexico, this is often served. Basically, it's steamed milk and coffee, kind of half and half.
Well, those all sound pretty tasty and making me want to have a cup myself. Okay, so we said there's milk included. Now, do we need to be using like a skim milk versus a whole milk, or does it really matter just as long as you're including some sort of dairy in your coffee?
Well, the good news is that really you can use any type of milk. Of course, if you're watching calories, then low-fat milk is perfect. It still contains all the 9 essential nutrients that you would get from a low-fat or a whole milk. So really it's up to the individual. And using something like a low-fat or fat-free or even lactose-free varieties of milk is perfect. So it's up to the person selecting, you know, their coffee and their milk. And I do want to point out that although coffee is a source of caffeine for us, it does contain some antioxidants, which are beneficial. But other than that, coffee is basically devoid of any type of nutrition, 0 calories and not any major nutrients. So by combining your milk and your coffee, it really does deliver a punch of calcium and also protein.
So several of the drinks you've mentioned, your mochas, your cappuccinos, often we think of those, at least I do, of going to a coffee house or not making them yourself at home. Are there ways, obviously I know you can dump, you know, take your gallon of milk and dump some of that in your coffee cup, but are there ways to make some of these more, I don't know what I want to call them, more
at home?
Special, yeah, make these more special coffee drinks at home.
You sure can. And, you know, it's fun to go out and, you know, go to the coffee shops and have your coffee there. But you certainly can at home. And I will tell you what, instead of paying $4 for your specialty drink, making it at home, it's like less than 50 cents. So there are some very simple things that you can do. Probably the easiest drink to make at home is that café au lait. And again, basically you just need to make a strong coffee, heat up some milk in a saucepan on top of the stove, and pour it over that strongly brewed coffee. And latte is pretty easy. Again, you can use brew strong coffee instead of the espresso and just mix in some fat-free milk. You can top your drink with a little bit of ground cinnamon, some nutmeg, or even use some flavored extracts. Very easy to do. And certainly there is espresso powder that's available in many of the larger grocery stores, so that makes it even easier. You don't have to have any type of special espresso machine to make that coffee. So certainly there are things that you can do that make it simple, easy, and also cheaper than going out for coffee.
Well, good to know you've got some cost savings and then also those added nutrients from the milk in there. So that's always a plus.
It is indeed. And again, like I said, something like a latte, great way to start your day, and a serving of dairy in there. And I also, sometimes in that like kind of mid-afternoon slump, that's also, for me, a perfect time to enjoy something like a latte.
Get your afternoon boost of energy.
It does. And it kind of, you know, if the hunger is starting to hit, you know, having that serving of dairy in there kind of staves off the hunger a little bit, helps you make it through until dinner time.
I understand. I want to talk about another kind of hot drink that you can make with milk. This might be more, I know adults drink this too, but kiddos, if you don't want your kids drinking coffee, we'll talk about hot cocoa or hot chocolate. Now, cocoa and chocolate, similar, but is there any difference in these drinks, or are they pretty much the same?
Pretty much alike. However, there is a little bit of difference. Usually something that is called a hot cocoa actually is usually made from cocoa powder. And hot chocolate is often used with milk and also melted chocolate then instead of the cocoa. But otherwise, very similar. And again, adding the nutrient-rich milk just provides essential nutrients. Great for kids to have, great for adults. And even if you are the type of person you don't want to do your own, you know, mixing up the cocoa and the sugar and that type of thing, if you're someone that buys that pre-made cocoa mix, oftentimes they'll tell you to make it with water. My recommendation would be just to heat up some milk and add that cocoa mix to that. And again, it's just kind of a great way to boost the flavor and also the nutrition for that drink. And then you can also top it off with some different things, cinnamon, flavored syrup, some little mini chocolate chips, maybe even some chocolate syrup on the side, and of course wouldn't be a drink or cocoa without some whipped cream on top or some marshmallows.
And whipped cream is a dairy product, so that's
it,
great.
It is.
All right, Joyce, well, as always, it was very nice visiting with you. I think we kind of ran the gamut on coffee and hot drinks, but is there anything else you'd like to mention, or as always, where listeners could go for more information?
Yes, please visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org, and we do have a couple of recipes that will be up on the website. One is for a peppermint mocha that I've sampled, very good, and then there's also one for an eggnog latte. If you have some eggnog left over from the holidays, that might be a good way to use it up. And also with our Facebook page, which is STL Dairy Council.
Joyce Vickery, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.